On the campus of the former A.C. Williams Elementary School, now the current Commerce ISD Administration Office, I feel a bit out of place. Long pants, polo work shirt, dress shoes. The students, well, they're dressed in t-shirts, shorts, tennis shoes, and at least a few beads of sweat as they race up and down the basketball court, obeying the stern yet playful instruction of A&M Commerce head women's basketball coach Nicole Anderson. It's the second week of the Summer 2 session of Kids Camp at Commerce ISD, and Coach Anderson has volunteered to bring her program, Hoop School, to center court.
Fitness and nutrition for elementary, middle school age kids, and we get out on the basketball court and help them to have a great time. Started the program in 1994 and did it in California and wanted to bring it to Texas.
For those that never learned to dribble with their left hand like me, Hoop School offers that. There are other practices too. Hoop School participant Kennedy explains.
We're like practicing on our dribbling, and we are trying to practice on dribbling, like doing it in between our legs.
And then there's just downright unorthodox but fun activities as well. In this drill, Coach Anderson separates the students into several teams, instructing each participant to ride or roll over the basketball on your stomach all the way down the length of the court, without touching the ball, but only using your hands for balance and to pull yourself down the court. Once the ball rolls from head to toe, you reposition and continue to move forward. While it wasn't a fine-tuned skill for most children, it definitely put a smile on their face.
It's really awesome. We get to get more fitness and get healthy for coming here.
Kayla also told me she's enjoyed learning about anything from rockets and how they're put together to creepy crawlers.
How I noticed that the spiders are arachnids instead of insects or reptiles.
Coach Anderson says the kids are having a great time both on and off the court.
The older group obviously can communicate more of their thoughts and ideas than the younger guys, but they knew a lot about fruits and that seeds are generally related to fruits. And we talked about the colors of fruit and how it impacts their body and what kind of vitamins and nutrients are in fruits.
Hoop School on three, ready? One, two, three.
Hoop School!
Hoop School will continue twice each week during the remaining summer session of Kids Camp at Commerce ISD, but other programs are scheduled, including Money Matters, beginning next week. Danielle Owens is the unit director for the Boys and Girls Club in Commerce. She says next week's session will allow students to learn about the concept of money at an early age with the help of local bank officials.
They're going to actually have a chance to purchase some toys and items. They could be able to raise money by being good in the activity or participating. So if a volunteer sees them being good, we could pass them out a club book. And at the end of the week, they can use that money to purchase some toys or items that we have at the Boys and Girls Club store.
The following week, August 8th through 12th, is the final week of the Summer 2 session. The theme is Gross But Great, and informs students of things that may appear sketchy but are actually good for you and or the environment. Things like the earthworm and their importance to soil composition. You can learn more at Kids Camp at Commerce ISD by calling Owens at 903-413-8353, or stop by the Boys and Girls Club, located at 3315 Washington Street in Commerce, to fill out a registration packet. The program is designed for kids entering 1st through 5th grade and is open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday through the end of the summer session. So if you're contemplating what to have your child do with their spare time this summer, perhaps Kids Camp is the way to go. It'll keep them active and their mind engaged. For KETR News, I'm Scott Harvey.